countryside, not only for the game, but also for the fine dining across the entire thumb and wherever we go. Doug finds out the hot spots and checks it out and gives the Doug Cole seal of approval with Dining with Doug.
Absolutely. You made a great choice this week. I know the owner well. He's actually an excellent golfer. Just a fun fact. So that's how I know
him. Okay.
Nothing but good food there. You made a great choice.
Well, next time we're in Kansas City, I'll probably head there again.
All right. What'd you have?
Oh, I had a hamburger with just bacon on it.
Okay.
No lettuce or tomato with french fries on the side.
All right. And french fries on the side and the other side and the front and the back as well, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, everywhere.
Okay. And also with us would be our Director of Game Data Analytics on our team, Rochelle Thompson, professionally trained in accounting. Rochelle handles and computes a running game along with downtime, yard line, result, and tackle while compiling our first, third, and fourth down conversions as well as time possession. It's good to have her back in the booth once again, but unfortunately, it sounds like she's not going to be able to make it. Sure, she's in the true testament of a family business. She's doing a car delivery right now for us. So it's Rochelle won't be here tonight, but we'll certainly get her back in the booth next time.
Yep, I've heard every excuse now. I don't even know what to say about that.
But she is picking up a beautiful Chevy Blazer. It is absolutely spectacular, so I'm looking forward to
so
seeing that.
So if I text her my address, will it get delivered?
Highly unlikely, especially since you're in Sandusky now.
Yes, true.
But tonight we'll also be going spotterless, so for all of you Catholics out there, pray for us. Dan Behnke would be returning to our next broadcast. Who knew that fall is the new June of the wondrous wedding world? Dan is over in Grand Rapids for that, but we'll be okay tonight. It's not like it's difficult to find the ball carrier with two teams running the wing tee offense tonight.
It's something we're comfortable with. We can handle it, and if not, we have Doug Cole back, so
yes,
his eyes are always very helpful.
Exactly, and of course the A team to our right here tonight as well, so... It'll be a good time tonight. Well, the race for the Greater Thumb West begins tonight. The USA Patriots at the Kansas City Redhawks, and you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
I'm Kevin Crawford from Reese, Michigan. I've been in the car business over 19 years. Grew up in it. My dad was a car dealer. Graduated from Northern University in 2009. Bachelor's in automotive retail management. And started 2 weeks after here when Brad bought the dealership. I've been at Moore Shoreline since June of 2009. I started out doing the finance, the paperwork, dealing with the banks, relationships there. I moved to used car manager 8 years ago. The best thing is being in a small dealership like this, building a clientele, taking care of your customers, and the repeat business would be the biggest satisfaction. One of the best stories in the car business is actually I met my fiance. I sold her car. She was a referral. And 4.5 years later, now we're getting married. The best advice I have for someone looking for a new vehicle is go to someone you can trust, a name you can trust, someone that is going to be here for you. And that's Moore Shoreline as far as I'm concerned. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, come see me, Kevin, at Moore Shoreline today. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
Hi, I'm Dawn Foote from Decker, Michigan. I've been in the car business for almost 10 years. And all those years, I've been right here at Moore Motors in Carroll. It all started when I came to buy a car from Mark McGarry. He was swamped, and I just stepped in and helped him out and got a job. It was 6 months later he put me on the sales floor. My role here at Moore Motors is selling new and used vehicles. My number one passion for what I do and love coming to work is helping people. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, please come see me, Dawn Foote, at Moore Motors in Carroll. You are going to get more at Moore Motors.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars from Decker, Michigan. For the last 24 years, I've been excited to put people into new vehicles, used vehicles, and make their purchases as easy as possible. I've been at Moore Motors here in Carroll for almost 4 years. I really enjoy putting people into the vehicle that they want or figuring out what vehicle they want with them and getting them the best deal possible and making them smile. The most satisfaction I get is when a customer tells me that this was the easiest car purchase that they've ever had. You really do get more here at Moore Motors in Carroll.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season long by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football. Tonight, week number two, it's the USA Patriots on the road in the Greater Thumb West, taking on the Cass City Redhawks. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Kolb with your broadcast tonight from the coziest booth in the Greater Thumb Conference, Cass City, Michigan. It's now our segment we'd like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today from the Huron County View, the wonder of the Wing T Thunder, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, from the San Juan County News, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mike Gallagher, and our director of sports information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. Despite not even being at the game last week, our very own Doug Cole snuck out of a week one victory and coming out of the gates with an early lead. Doug, congratulations.
Thank you, Clark. I believe I only had one or two victories last year, so I'm off to a good start.
Yes, indeed. And, fellas?
It was close. There was a couple of us right around you. I had the under, you had the over. So I'm coming after you this week, buddy.
Congratulations, buddy. That's a nice win for you.
Appreciate it.
Remember, Paul, you can only use your might of the pen only once a week now. So
you're right.
You have to
right.
use it cautiously.
Very, very wisely.
It's still social media.
Yeah, so how well. Paul doesn't. He's not outspoken on social media. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for today's feature game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Paul won last year, you go second to last. Doug will go last because he won last week, and then we'll go from there. So beginning, we'll go with Mike Gallagher. He texted me, unable here to be here today because he's over in, you know, at San Lac County. And he said, while Cass City did not win its week one matchup with Montrose, Mike believes that the Redhawks proved that they are the one of its thumb's top teams this year. When you pair that with how Ubley was able to control the clock against USA, something the Redhawks have the ability to do as well, Mike thinks the Patriots might be in for a long night. He's taking Cass City 32, USA 6. 26-point victory for Cass City, according to Mike Gallagher, the sports editor of the St. Louis County News. Now we switch to our in-game analyst, Dave Hansen.
Mike Gallagher is absolutely correct. I didn't see anything from USA last week. Ubley said that they just didn't have anything going for him. A busted play gave him a 90-yard touchdown run. They only accumulated 160 total in the game. Now, I definitely think they will put on a better performance tonight, especially an in-conference, somewhat of a rivalry game. But I think Cass City is thirsty for their first win of the year, and this is not the right spot for USA. Cass City at home looking to get back to 500. I'll take Cass City in a big one, 40-7.
40-7, according to Dave Hansen. A 33-point victory for the Redhawks, according to Dave Hansen, keeping all of the locals happy here in the booth so far. All right, Paul P. Adams, you're up.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Cass City, and it was a loss last week, but it was a loss to a very good team, a team they lost to by 30 last year, and they only lost by two last week.
Ubley's not a really good team?
I'm talking Cass City.
Oh, okay.
Cass City, not USA. USA, that was a pretty shaky performance. So, you know, hard to go against Cass City. I think they're going to rebound. They are still the team to beat in the Greater Thumb West. This is where some strategy comes into play here when you go later in the game. I am going to go Cass City 42-6.
42-6, a 36-point victory, according to Paul P. Adams, in favor of the Cass City Redhawks. That leaves our director of sports information, Doug Cole, at the books. Doug, the tee is yours.
Well, it's always tough to know what these teams are like in week two, but I agree with Dave, Paul, and Mike as well. I have Cass City winning big. I got them winning. So a similar score I said last week, 41-12.
41-12. You're going to make me do my math here quick. That's a 29-point victory in favor of Cass City. So we got Mike Gallagher on the low, 26. Then in between there, Dave Hansen at 33.